Even though I don't have permission. Mentors. Practice. Examples. Of expanding happiness. Happiness is always over there.
Always over there.
Attached to something else. An accomplishment.
And it never stays.
Because then I want something more.
Bigger.
Smarter.
Smarter.
Shinier.
Shinier.
More luxurious.
More luxurious.
All the ways.
I don't even understand.
Happiness.
Happiness.
I didn't have a class on it.
Haven't read those books.
Happiness.
I don't know any happy people.
I've never even had permission.
To be really happy.
I was told to take it seriously.
I was told.
Only hard work.
Makes you worthy.
I was told.
If it's too good to be true.
It's really too good to be true.
I was told not to expect.
The party to last.
I was told.
A thousand ways.
A thousand times.
Over and over and over.
That only a little bit of happiness
is appropriate.
And now I find myself
playing with light.
Actively forgiving.
Myself,
my perceptions,
actively forgiving,
my limitations,
and I literally feel better.
And then,
guilt visits.
What right do I have
to feel okay
when the earth suffers so?
What right do I have
to feel safe?
To look young.
To breathe easy.
To enjoy myself.
Every day.
It's not normal.
I should not be okay in traffic.
I should not be okay.
If Thursdays go away.
I should not be okay.
Because somebody I know
is getting sick right now.
Somebody I know
is getting laid off right now.
Somebody I know
is having their heart broken
right now.
All the ways.
It's a puzzle.
What right do I have?
What value
does happiness have?
I've never heard the value.
I've never known the value.
I've never seen happiness
as a worthy cause.
I've never explored
the expanding consciousness.
The contrast.
Expanding into.
Elevated.
Expanded.
Consistent.
Happiness.
It seems wrong.
It seems disrespectful.
In all the ways that I've suffered
and witnessed suffering,
how does happiness fit into that?
What is happiness?
And I thought
that happiness
would protect me
from fear.
And now I'm learning.
It doesn't.
That all the emotions
are available to me.
All the emotions
are energy.
Just energy.
I don't even need the story.
And they still visit.
Just energy and motion.
And I'll experience all of it.
And I can control a bit.
I can choose
a little tiny bit,
because I'm finding,
because I'm learning,
because I'm experiencing
that emotion,
energy and motion
will follow
my thoughts.
And wouldn't it be a kick
if this was my new commitment?
How happy can I feel
privately,
personally?
personally,
comfortably,
safely,
even as
I have great
compassion
for others
when it's not their turn.
When it's not their turn.
And sometimes it has not been my turn.
And it may not be my
turn.
Many times again.
So wouldn't it be lovely?
If
I just gave myself permission.
To truly focus
on happiness,
so that I might move
beyond happiness as a skill,
and integrate it
as a natural state of being.
Because the truth is,
tonight I'm pretty clear.
There's nothing I'm controlling.
I'm not responsible for all of it.
I don't get to change it.
Everything.
I don't know what's coming.
So I might as well explore happiness.
I already know all my other
stories.
About traffic.
Taxes.
Politics.
Religion.
Food.
Bodies.
Size.
Aging.
I already know all my
stories.
I know how to feel bad.
Really quickly.
Really easily.
I can get frustrated.
In
two thoughts flat.
So wouldn't it be delightful?
If I made a personal commitment.
To see.
What really happens,
if I consciously expand
happiness
within my heart,
within my mind,
without
needing anyone
else
to validate it,
comment on it,
share
it,
live it,
receive
it,
give it.
What if
I set myself
on a
very personal mission
to see
how much happiness
could my heart truly feel.
Wouldn't it be amazing
if it is my turn
in this one lifetime
to be the frequency
more often than not
of peace,
of happiness.
I don't mind holding the space
for those that can't.
So wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be weird?
Wouldn't it be a little bit uncomfortable?
But to become really skilled
at happiness as a choice
until I fully integrate
it
into an authentic power
of my heart.
All the ways,
I feel
that if I'm happy,
I'll be punished.
Something will be taken away from me.
Because earth is about suffering.
And now I want to believe
earth is about contrast.
And if I had myself
experience
equal amounts
of happiness
for all the negative emotion,
I'd be set
in happiness
for the rest of my earthly days.
So wouldn't it be fun
to be that person
that feels innately happy,
even when I don't agree
with situations,
circumstances,
even when I don't agree
that I like
what's going on around me.
I want to give myself permission
to explore happiness
as much as I have explored
pain,
control,
suffering,
sadness,
regret,
betrayal,
abandonment.
I have explored
quite thoroughly
limitation,
negativity.
I might just like to play
in a higher frequency
just because
this lifetime
I can.
Wouldn't it be a kick?
To have a rockin' good time.
To be me.
Okay, big breath.